Rich in your niche? Last week, Karen, a new client, said, I'm so frustrated. I'm not getting any clients to come in for sessions. I'm panicking, and I need to talk with you. I gotta tell you, nothing bothers me more than this, and it happens to spiritual entrepreneurs all the time. Gifted healers, heart-centered service professionals, and spiritually oriented coaches frequently find themselves in this position. Why? It isn't because they aren't amazing. It isn't because their gifts don't matter. And it sure as heck ain't because they aren't trying. Nope, it's none of that. Let me tell you what it is. Well, my opinion anyway. It's because they aren't specific about who their niche is, their divine niche. You know, the people they are meant to serve. The people who are actually looking for them. They're Googling for them even as you read this. During our session, when Karen told me that she had told someone at her networking event, I could understand why nobody was coming in the door. Even I was confused, because it seemed like she was offering at least three different specialties. So we worked through her offering, and she became clearer and clearer about what she has to say and to whom. The very next day, I opened an email from her saying, I just sold my first ever package for $1,200. Thank you so much. When you become clear about your divine niche or about your perfect market, if you prefer to say it that way, then your potential clients respond to that clarity in a way that is incredibly powerful. By the way, Karen is not her real name. I haven't asked her permission to share that yet. Have a wonderful day. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Now go get your divine on.